morning, Danielle. It's Frank Shearer from CCA. How are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good, good. So are we waiting for Bevan, or is it just going to be you and I?
I believe we're waiting for Bevan as well.
Okay.
So I'm sure she'll join any minute.
Hi, Bevan. Is that you?
Yes. Hi, guys. It's Bevan Andrews.
Hi, Bevan.
Good morning. Great. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Thanks so much for chatting with us today.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for your time. So I was just asking Frank how things are going with Lyft. I don't know if you've got any feedback or anything you want to share. It looks like things are going pretty well.
It's been going really, really well. And we've gotten some incredibly positive member feedback, both from the combination of some of the sessions that have been put on by CCA staff, as well as some of the keynote speakers we engaged to bring some outside perspectives as well. And as I'm sure Frank may have mentioned, we're sort of halfway, well, I guess maybe more like a quarter of the way through what we're calling Education Week.
Okay.
So typically we'll do the general sessions, and then we have, historically, when we're in person, we have the trade show floor and Education Day. But we have, I'm sure, I think you might be talking to Nicole, and she'll probably share this with you, but I think we have, what is it, Frank, over 70 education sessions available on demand over the course of 4 days. So it's really, really amazing. There's just so much information available for the members, and we've been getting some really nice feedback on it.
Good.
It's funny. One of the silver linings, I think, of this whole pandemic has been, during our physical conventions, it's always tough to get the owners together in addition to their sales professionals. And this the virtual convention allows us to talk to really the entire staff, you know, not just the owners or the managers, but every sales associate in the showroom. So it's been, in that regard, it's definitely been, you know, a good experience to get them engaged in, you know, what the co-op does.
That is definitely a really good point, because, you know, everyone can't leave the showroom and everyone can't make it to the convention. So that's true. You're able to reach the whole team. So very good. Well, kind of just diving into, you know, what we're going to talk about today, I was hoping you guys can just share with me what's going on with marketing. Megan mentioned that you guys can kind of talk about your marketing programs, technology, and member marketing programs. So I'm all ears.
We had been planning the original physical convention in August to be, a CCA retail group convention. So it really wasn't just a Carpet One convention or a Flooring America convention, but rather it was our retail flooring groups getting together, you know, under one roof as a more cohesive organization to sort of let our members know that together we're stronger and together we can do things better than we could, you know, individually. And that really came to light because if you look at what we do, both Bevan and myself, you know, from a marketing perspective, there are a lot of things that while we might have a slightly different strategy in how we go to market, one of the things that we share typically are things like technology or platforms. And so as we started to think about the joint convention, it was really about, hey, what we should really let the members know that we are, you know, stronger together and our organizations could work together in a more collaborative way to build better member programs, better products, you know, be faster to market, be really world class. And that's sort of how this all started. And you know, it was not just about marketing. It really was about other services that we provide to members that we can come together on. So
have you done a combined convention before, or had you done one before?
You know, the last time that we did a what I would consider a CCA convention, and I was actually with the company, this was many, many moons ago, was back in 2005 in what they called the Global Summit. But it really was not anything like what we're talking about here. That was really just about getting the brands together, even though they were sort of still what I would consider, in these silos, for shared, topics and conversations and keynote speakers. I think that was sort of in 2005. But what we're really talking about now is how do we collaborate across, our brands to give members the best programs that they possibly could be.
Okay.
Versus having sort of this myopic view of, I just work on Flooring America or Bevan just works on Carpet One. How can we both, come together to build a better, a better union for our members? So that's sort of the impetus of this. And the reality is when you think about independent flooring retailers, everyone does things a little bit differently, but there's a very common thread. Our mission at CCA is to, lift up the independent retailer and make them better and provide more services and help them be the best they can be. And that really is what the purpose of all of this is at the end of the day. It's how do we make the independent retailer stronger and keep their family businesses thriving. Bevan will talk about all the programs, but I think that the really cool thing of this is that over the last 3 months, while we've been at home, really working from home, we worked more collaboratively, I think, than we ever have, and we worked a lot harder than we ever have, and I think it's already shown. It's very exciting to see the byproduct of some of the things that we've already accomplished in such a short amount of time, and I think it only just is the, really tip of what we could do together.
Yeah, so I think we were already, as you heard from Frank, headed in this direction with the convention, and we had been talking about ways that we could, across divisions, work more closely together, and as Frank alluded to, COVID just put that on hyperdrive.
Yeah.
We were dedicated to getting new tools and programs that the members needed imminently out as fast as possible. So rather than Frank's team working on one thing and my team working on something similar, we started taking a divide and conquer approach to determine how to, as quickly as possible, get the very best solutions out to our members in the time that they need, and rather than the members having to try to figure out how to do virtual payments, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So we sort of fast-forwarded everything, and I think we all were really pleased with how well that's been working, and so we're very excited to continue to do that into the future in terms of working across divisions to support our members from a marketing perspective, while, of course, remaining a very, very distinctive in terms of our brand identity and the brand look and feel, and keeping things unique for the two divisions. So some of the programs that Frank and I talked about, and Frank, I'm sure there's so many, I'm sure I'll forget some of them. But over the course of the past couple of months, while we've all been working remotely, we've accelerated the launch of our new Room Visualizer with Roomvo. I alluded to this a moment ago. We have developed solutions for virtual payments for our members. They actually have a range of options that they can determine what works best for them. We also have rolled out DocuSign, so contactless contracts. And we actually have a virtual payment integration into DocuSign. We've really accelerated our efforts. We actually hired someone back in the fall to be dedicated to this. We've really accelerated our efforts against shop at home or design at home, which is what Flooring America calls their offering. And we think of that not just as the classic shop at home, but also shopping by, FaceTime or virtual showroom, shopping by private appointment. We're thinking about it broadly and digitally. Frank, what am I? And then, of course, Drive and CRM,
yep.
Which I know we've covered in all of our marketing automation program. We rolled that out to Carpet One, back in Phoenix in January, and we've been getting some great traction and really, really positive response as to how that's been helping our members stay in touch with and keep track of leads in the system. So it's all been really exciting. What did I forget, Frank?
No, I think that's everything, Bevan. You know, the only other thing is the thing that we really even haven't talked about at convention, which is, you know, all the things behind the scenes that we've been doing, whether it's improving our product catalogs or, you know, the overall experience of how the shopper shops. You know, to Bevan's point, it really is about, you know, talking to the customer, you know, how she wants, when she wants, where she wants. Like, it really is that totally seamless loop that we're trying to connect all the dots on, and that is what you will see us do a lot more of over the next, you know, 6 to 12 months before the next convention, to make sure that we're talking to the customer in the way that she wants to talk to us.
Mm-hmm. What are consumers looking for, and how are you guys helping your retailers kind of speak to that and address that? And so, in addition to, just as Frank just said, a seamless loop, you know, how else are you guys helping your retailers to kind of meet the needs of consumers?
So I think it's really, and Frank just alluded to it, and we said it a few times as we were speaking in the main event of the convention, but it's really that notion of meeting the consumer where she wants, when she wants, and how she wants. And so we have been working to, that's really the crux of it. So we've been working to provide the range of tools that our members might need to facilitate shopping on the consumer's terms, whether that's in a classic fashion in the showroom or virtually or in their home or any way in between. And we think that members are now really well positioned to do that, and we're certainly not finished. It's something we're going to continue pushing against. We're trying to evolve to this notion of having a 24-hour showroom and always being available to our consumers. And so you'll see us rolling out some new ways to allow consumers to shop without having to come into our showrooms. And there's some pretty exciting things coming down the pike on that front that we'll be really excited to chat with you guys about.
It's going
to
be great. And, you know, and it's funny that even the last 3 months have, like, completely changed our thought process in terms of what's important. You know, I think 3 or 4 months ago, we were saying, well, DocuSign's are really going to be a great program, and live chat. And these are all things that we had in the works anyway. You know, live chat and appointment scheduling, it's a great program. But now what we're saying is, this isn't a nice program. This is greens fees. This is what you have to do.
Yes,
and we're really trying to push our retailers to say, it's not just about offering it. It's about really changing the behavior of your sales team to say, these are the communication channels that we use to communicate with our customer. Not that it's a nice thing. You know, we're trying to make technology not be a barrier to the consumer and not be something that is a difficult challenge, but rather something that they totally embrace and they use as their daily practice on the sales floor.
Okay. Yeah, to be an enabler. And I knew I'd forgotten one. It was the live chat and text and appointment scheduling. Was that a...
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I was forgetting. You're like,
and then, of course, I've got Drive on my list. How is that going with your members?
You know, it's going really well, and we are, you know, certainly like anything new, it's there's always a learning curve, and you know, even for us, we've made several modifications to the platform based directly on member usage and feedback, and that's what's really beautiful about you know, the system that it's been built on, is that it's very flexible. We didn't build it for just a moment in time. We built it to be, you know, scalable and adjustable to the member demands and needs. So I think if I look at overall member participation, you know, we're at over 500 locations that are using Drive today. And that is, you know, more than double, more than double than what it was, you know, 6 months ago. So it's very exciting to see that exponential growth. And I think that the part of it is the business case proved out that it definitely increases overall closed sales. It increases more opportunity creation. And more importantly, it's not just the CRM system, but rather the ability for your salespeople to never lose touch with the customer. So drive in the background is always going to be communicating with the customer, whether it's prior to the sale or even after the sale, whether it's on an anniversary basis or otherwise. So it's really this nice marketing automation system that is just always going to keep reminding your customer that, hey, we're here. Yeah. So, but no, we're very excited about it. We've got 500 locations. We've got more initiatives planned this year to add more additional data integration. So I think you'll continue to see it grow.